I'm thinking of the timing of the sale and the best way to communicate that to the public. Do we do a tombstone in the Westlife, or I don't know if there's a district communique that's heading out relatively soon. What's the best way to communicate that to the public should they want to buy?
I'm sure we can send out a special district communique to get the information out there. And certainly we can contact the media as well if they would like to publish it. Again, I encourage people if they would like to do it. I'm a big fan of it. It's a tax exempt and a benefit to their portfolio, but it also allows our residents to invest in us directly and see that return.
I just had a couple of things for the board since John and I had an opportunity to attend that meeting. And please, Mr. Hopkins, if you would, congratulations to you and your staff on the successful audit. I'll say that at that particular meeting, you set the stage very, very well, as you always do. It's always helpful as a board member, along with the public, to have your history, your background on the transactions, very, very helpful, so we appreciated that. And we had an opportunity to meet our fiduciary, our advisor, Mike Sedzina, and I've heard an awful lot about him. Gave me the opportunity to meet him for the first time, so that was great. But he suggested as our fiduciary, if I may just read from my notes, that a competitive sale of bonds that is allowing a multiple number of top underwriters in the municipal bond industry, each to provide the district their best deal, that allows the district to, of course, see and choose the best deal, allowing our citizens to get the best deal. A competitive sale makes most sense when he mentioned that the municipal entity has a rating single A or better, which, of course, Westlake does. Also suggested that a competitive sale is best when the municipal entity is a general obligation, when the issuance is a simple rather than a complex or innovative structure, and of course when the issuer is as well known as Westlake. The examples that he shared in that meeting, the examples of a competitive sale gave us those advantages, true life examples over a negotiated sale, and the evidence logically pointed to doing a competitive sale. So I know that we were convinced in that meeting. So thank you.
Thank you. The last thing that I have for the report is I'd just like to take a minute and commend Dottie Kozak, who's going to be retiring January 31st here, so next Tuesday. Dottie, if you don't know Dottie, Dottie is the treasurer's secretary and has been with the district for 18 years. I know I've only been here for about 6 months now, but I will tell you I'm truly impressed with not only her abilities, but just the quality of her work and the kindness of the person that she is. She's truly spectacular, and I will truly miss her, and it's been a blessing to me coming in and being able to have this transition with her over the past 6 months, but I'm going to be a little bit at a loss going forward without her, but I truly wish her the best wishes in her retirement. She, we know her here as a administrative assistant in the district who's been very, very good and really instrumental in stepping up with helping with preparing the board and board agendas with the absence of the superintendent's secretary. And she's just done such a nice job. But, you know, like all of us, you know, she has another life as well, where she is a wonderful, loving wife and a mother and grandmother of two as well. And she is going to go spend more time with her daughter and grandkids and her daughter's family. And just really, I wish her the very, very best and thank her for her service to the district. So with that, I conclude my report.
Bless she. Told me she moved to Talmadge a couple
she did.
Months ago, so she's driving every day over 50 miles. So she said she's, and fortunately, we haven't had too bad of roads yet. But that's quite a haul every day. So
I told her I'd put up her in a hotel if we had snowstorms. So fortunately, I haven't had to do that yet.
We're going to miss her. She's wonderful.
Yeah, please pass that along.
I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that's it.
Yep.
Okay, well, new business, and you're right back on.
I'll be right back on. All right. If it so pleases the board, I'd like to combine Exhibit C1, A, B, and C. And we can go through those real quick. Is C1, A is just the board approving the audit report. Again, as I stated, it has been forwarded to the board for your review, as well as the post-audit that some of the board members had attended. C1B is some then and now certificates. Then and now, just so everyone has an understanding of it, is it's truly making a statement of an invoice came in after a PO was dated. The law says we have to have POs in place before we are provided services or equipment, products or services. What the law also says that in the cases when we don't have that happen, the treasurer can make a statement that's saying that then we had the money, even when we got the products and or services. Now, when we issue the PO, we still have the money. So again, it's not where we had overspent, but in some cases, this is auxiliary services, where we look at the nursing contract or some entry fees that we just don't always expect. And then C1C is appropriations, changing appropriations. This is shifting money around specifically within general fund as we just spend money differently than what was originally anticipated. So those are those three resolutions.
Okay, is there a motion to approve C1A through C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries. And then we have C1D, which is our bond resolution. I'm not going to read through all, you know, multiple pages of it, but it is the resolution providing for the issuance and sale of bonds in the maximum aggregate principal amount of $24.443092 million for the purpose of constructing, renovating, remodeling, adding to, furnishing equipment, and otherwise improving school district buildings and facilities and acquiring, clearing, and improving their sites. Again, this is the second part of our planned two-part sale of the original $33.63 million that was passed in November.
Okay, is there a motion to approve Exhibit C1D?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Well, I'd like to just thank the community for approving the bond.
Absolutely.
This is very exciting. So every time we take more action on our new elementary school, I want to send out that thanks to our community and all of our supporters who really helped us get that bond passed. So thank you all.
And I think the update you sent out recently, was it last week or the week before? I think that was very helpful. I heard some comments that I think the community likes to know what's mm-hmm. going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, roll call, please.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
What I typically like to do, if you haven't been to a board meeting, is anytime we have guests or contributions, I like to read each one because if people are going to give us things, they really should be recognized for that. So I will, as far as I'd like to keep 2A separate. But I would like to combine 2B, C, and D, which would take care of contracts and other employment. So in regards to the gifts that we received, the CBC Foundation donated $3,000 to Westside Connections at Westside High School to provide social and educational opportunities for adults with special needs in the Westlake area. The S-Fan family donated $400 to Bassett School to purchase miscellaneous educational supplies and materials. First Federal of Lakewood donated $300 to the Art Department at Westlake High School for student development. Highland Software, on behalf of Sheila Lowe, donated $150 to the Athletics Department at Westlake High School to offset cheerleading expenses as needed. Dr. Devorah Nelson Jeter donated 2017 desk calendars to the Westlake City School District for use by staff. Mr. John Shumway donated $500 to Leadership Challenge at Westlake High School to help defray student costs for the annual Leadership Challenge retreat. Mr. and Mrs. Kenneth Tatter donated a treadmill to the sensory room at Lee Bernison Middle School to provide sensory opportunities for special needs students. Curtis Enterprise donated $750 to the Tech Mates Club at Westlake High School to award prizes for the top three finishers in the Best Green Building category of the 20th Annual Student Model Home Design Contest.
Okay, is there a motion to approve Exhibit C2A?
So moved. Second.
Discussion. Again, I express my appreciation too. And in looking at the addresses, not everybody's from Westlake. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of out-of-town people that donate to Westlake. Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? Mm-hmm. Okay. Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Go through the eight items in B. A lot of this is employment, where we're looking at classified employment at Holly Lane and also at the high school. Supplemental contracts are C2B2. Link personnel, C2B3. More home instruction tutors on C4. Another substitute, a licensed substitute in C2B5. C2B6 is game workers for the middle school. C2B7, I'll point out, this is, if you recall, the exempt schedule, and I will take a moment to explain this. We had Ohio School Council come in and do an audit of our pay scale and the way we have our different jobs categorized in the central office for our exempt employees. Based upon the recommendations from that organization, it has been adjusted into the document that you have in front of you. C2B8 is a classified substitute, and again, I know Brady would always want to say, if there's anybody out there who wants to be a classified substitute, please call us. We desperately need them. And then I think that is it for now. Oh, no, wait, I put C&D in there too, I'm sorry. So I combined C&D. Contracts and agreements, there's two of them here. Certified Language Institute, International Service Agreement, and also ESC of Cuyahoga County, Visual Impairments. It's an interagency agreement with all the organizations listed below. And then the last one is C2D, and this is payment in lieu of transportation.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve exhibits C2B1 through exhibit C2D?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. One question.
Yes.
It's Dorothy Beyer. Is she a nursing? The nurse? Nurses. So that'll be just substitute for nursing. Okay. Discussion? And more?
Those are quiet.
Okay, roll call, please.
Winter?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Last two that I have, I mentioned earlier, resolution to recognize girls lacrosse as a varsity sport. Do you have any additional discussion on that or questions?
No, I'm just thrilled because having had a grandson that played varsity lacrosse at the high school, it's about time the girls get their varsity sport here.
That's exactly what I was going to say, so ditto that.
I think about our home and presentation to us as well. It's something that the community knows, and it's great to get that in place. So
Okay, is there a motion to approve Exhibit C2E?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Final one, approving Wessex High School Course of Studies for the 17-18 school year. Should have received a copy of that electronically, and we have some additional materials to read that you could take hard copy from us.
Okay, is there a motion to approve Exhibit C2F?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Winter?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, at this point, we have another hearing out to the public. This can be on anything. So come forward, state your name and address.
Thank you. I'm Linda Apple, 1395 Prince Charles. And I just want to remind all of you that it's Coaches versus Cancer Week. So this is an annual effort by the entire district. This is the sixth year we've done this. T-shirts are for sale. An example, designed by student artist who's also an athlete, Gianna Burns. She's a junior at the high school. She's one of our winter cheer girls. So we are shooting for a cure this year. And the inspirational slogan they chose was, "I will live my life full of love and full of fun. It's the only way I know how," by Frank Sager. So those are for sale. We're selling them at the high school. I've also been selling them to staff, $10. And what else is going on? The Apple family donated Lacey's Laces. These are the gold laces. It's an effort. Lacey Halsworth was a little girl who lost her battle to cancer about a year ago, but she was embraced by the Michigan State basketball team, and as many of you know, my son's a graduate of Michigan State, so we are big fans. So all the kids will be wearing gold laces, as well as the coaches all wear the gold laces as well. 85% of the proceeds of the gold laces go toward Coaches for Cancer, 15% go towards Lacey's Legacy, which is her own charity. What else did I want to tell you? What else is going on? Oh, we also are selling for $1, we're building our Wall of Hope. I did tweet out a picture of it. These cards, you've seen these before. You write someone's name on it of a loved one. Pink is for someone who's passed away, blue for survivors, green is for someone who's currently battling the disease. I've passed these out to all buildings, and the staff has been very responsive. I was hanging them up at the high school today, so thank everybody for that. And then the girls' game is Wednesday night. They play Olmsted Falls. There will be 50-50 raffle going on. There will be basket raffles as well as silent raffles. I've had this fantastic committee. Kim Hood, our varsity coaches, wife, as well as Cheryl Bancic, one of our middle school coaches, have been around the community. Community has been very generous. Each basket has a value of about $150. So there will be basket raffles, a silent raffle, 50-50 on Wednesday night. Then Friday, all staff and students are asked to wear either this year's Coaches versus Cancer shirt or one previous one during the day, as well as to the boys' game that night. The boys will take on Avon Lake. We'll have the same myriad of fundraising activities, but Ronald McDonald will also be there. He is coming. He is going to mingle with the kids, do magic tricks. He also is donating one coupon worth three value meals for the whole year. So we are going to raffle off chances to make a half-court shot. So whoever the lucky person is who happens to draw the ticket, they will get to make the half-court shot. That will be between the third and the fourth quarter. I think that's all. All proceeds stay local and are earmarked for cancer research. As I'm sure you all know, we've lost kids in this district to cancer. We have staff members who are battling now. We've also got staff members who have survived. So I really enjoy spearheading this effort with the kids. It really speaks to them that the whole community, you know, is bigger than just them. I think they get it. They get behind it. So we are shooting for a cure so we can celebrate more birthdays, anniversaries, and graduations. So thank you for your support. And I have all of these items for sale.
And thank you, Linda, for what you do, too. I'm always amazed when I see your posts on Facebook and Twitter. I'm thinking, wow, she's
It's, you know, it's a good cause. We've all lost somebody.
Yes, we